Princess Demetria is a dedicated prophet of Jesus Christ, bringing you intellectually stimulating Bible-based thought designed to help you achieve the highest quality of life possible. And now, your host of Authority Grace, Prophetess Demetria.
Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I am Prophetess Demetria. Welcome to Authority Grace. I praise God today. Thank you so much for joining me here at Authority Grace, where we believe in great grace. Amen. We believe God today. That is us, right? We believe. That's the only work we have to do. Amen. And we believe that. And as you have tuned in, you will be enlightened as well as refreshed. Amen. And I am just excited. I have so much to say. I want to give a testimony. I'm excited. But first, I want to welcome, I see here that Sister Zandra is on. I want to thank you so much for joining in. Welcome, Sister Zandra. And I know I have so many listeners out there that are on the listening line. And I want to thank you all for joining in. I know that I have some guests out there from Georgia. I have guests out there from California, North Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Nevada, all over. And I just want to thank you all for being here with me. And if I missed anybody, I think I have a listener also from Kentucky. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And so I thank the Lord for Jesus. I thank the Lord for this opportunity to come before you today in the beauty of holiness. And, you know, I want to say this. While I was waiting to come on, you know, I praise and I worship, you know, and I just thank the Lord for him, how he just showers me with his love, and his anointing is so phenomenal, you know, and the grace of God, it just overflows. Amen. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And so, I want to give a testimony. That way I give time for others to get in before I give the announcements. But on Wednesday, which was yesterday, Wednesday mornings, I have it's a Bible study, it's a prayer meeting, it's declarations. I mean, you know, we just come together and we worship God. And we come together, we worship God, and we share, and we wait before the Lord. We do a lot right there in that 1 hour, amen. And the Holy Spirit visits us mightily. And so on yesterday, you know, I was feeling some kind of way, and we had such a powerful meeting. It was just like it had us weak. You know, we were all weak, even though we are all in different states. Nobody's in the same state, but we were just weak with the glory of God and the praises and the, oh, he was just showering us. And we have had many experiences over the last few years, but in the last few months, we've just had some phenomenal visitations, I want to say. And so this particular one is that it was so hot here yesterday, and it was like when I got off the prayer line and I was just still in that worship mode, and I was like, oh Lord, I just wish it was a place where I could go and I could just flow in the water and just, you know, lay out and float around and just be in the water and be with you. And it was so profound because it wasn't even 20 minutes later. I'm giving this testimony because I want to let you know that this is going to lead into the scriptures that I want to share with you today about how that he answers our prayers. I mean, he's a right now God. I know you all know that. And as we know that he is a right now God, And the faith causes us to believe, right? We believe, so we have the faith. That's the work that we do. We have to believe, amen? That's the only work you have to do. You have to believe. And so we were sharing, and then I went into the scripture. And so As I had said that, I was just saying that because I felt his presence. I knew he was there with me. And he did tell us that they that dwell in the secret place, right? And then there's another scripture where he tells us that what you do in secret as we praying and as we're interceding, as we're worshiping, he's going to reward us openly when you go in your closet, when you go in your prayer space. Amen. And so it was so profound because as I said that, then a phone call came through. I was talking to a lady. I said, hey, I said, you know, it's so amazing. I heard your voice and I heard us having this conversation. And the conversation we were having is that I was asking you, what are you doing and where are you? And I heard you laugh and say, hey, beautiful. And so her and I started laughing. And she said, well, you know how amazing it is. I am at the water park. And so I said, oh, my God, are you serious? She said, come down. I'll meet you at the gate. She said, just come on down. And I didn't hesitate. I didn't second think it or anything. I just got dressed, got in my car. It took me about 20, 25 minutes to get there. But it was just so amazing. I was excited all the way because what I was saying and what I was thinking was about the Word of God. When we know that with him, he's just right there with us all the time, amen. And he perceives every movement of our heart and soul, and then he hears every prayer. He said, listen to this. He said, we have not because we ask not. And then sometimes when we ask amiss, right? We ask amiss. And why? Why do we say we're asking amiss? Because we don't say, in Jesus' name, Lord, I would like for this to come to pass, Father God. I would like to have this. I would like to put on my bathing suit and go swimming. I would like to. And I tell you, that very same hour, I was able to go swimming. I had a free meal. I mean, God just showered me and blessed me. And I know that he loves me just like he loves you. And sometimes we just feel separated. Amen. We feel like we're just sitting alone. But in that very instant, he really is right there. And I just want to share that testimony. And also, I know that the lady is listening. She's my sweet love. She's my bestie. And I just want to thank her right here on the airways and say thank you for being obedient to what you heard the Holy Spirit tell you to do for me. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm excited. Okay, so As we go on, you're going to see that testimony goes along with the scriptures that we're going to be reading today. I would like for you to join me in Psalms 138. And I read sometime and study from the Passion Translation because it just breaks it down. It just gives it into it's a sweetness about it. And then it's just at its lowest common denominator. You don't have to decipher words, you know. And it gives a great understanding even when you're witnessing, you know. You can witness from that translation, that Passion Translation. Amen. Praise God. So, again, I want to welcome you. I want to thank you. If you would like to talk to me, even about that testimony, even about the scriptures that we're going to be sharing today, if you would like to talk to me live, you're welcome to dial 888-627-6008. Again, if you would like to speak to me live, dial 888-627-6008. And that way we can talk live. And then when we're not talking, you just have yourself on mute so we don't have the background noise. Okay. And I just want to thank you so much for joining Authority Grace. Now, if you would like to comment, I'm working on my website, so some of it is in under construction. But website is Authority Grace, all one word, 59.org. Again, that's authoritygrace59.org. And the purpose for the website is so that when there are things that the Lord speaks to me and I'm not here on the radio and I'm not on the Wednesday morning phone call, then I'm able to express it on that website. You can go in, you can read, you can get information. You could even leave me notes there. Also, and encouraging words, I'm gladly to receive those. And the email address is prophetic55 at gmail.com. Again, that's PROPHETIC 55 at gmail.com. Amen. I'll give it again throughout the broadcast. And then if you would like to reach me by mail, that is P.O. Box 753092. Again, that's 753092, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. Amen. And earlier you heard me speaking about, and again, I'm going to repeat those numbers again. I will repeat those throughout the broadcast. Praise God. I know I'm talking fast. I'm excited about God. On Wednesday mornings, Pacific Standard Time, we meet, men and women alike. Everyone is welcome, okay? And we meet Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, West Coast time, and that number is 424-284-5500. That's every Wednesday morning, 424-284-5500. The anointed word speaks in the mighty name of Jesus on Wednesday mornings. Praise God. And you're more than welcome to join me. You can come in and with your input, if you have some study words you want to give us scriptures, you're more than welcome to come in and be a part of the Anointed Word Speaks, as well as being a part of Authority Grace. Amen. This is a powerful time right now. A move of God is taking place that's so mighty and so powerful. And even though we know that we are going through, we're going through. Amen. We're not going to park here. We're going through. And that's the exciting part about going through. We don't have to stay there. And so we know that when we read the scripture, reading the scripture enlightens us, it encourages us, it lifts us up. And I'm excited what God is doing in on every level. Amen. So if you would go with me to let's see, let's go to Psalms 138. Let's go to Psalms 138. And keep in mind, I'm reading to you and studying with you through the Passion Translation at Bible Gateway. Amen. BibleGateway.com. And it's easy for me to read it for you from online. I don't have to put on the big glasses and all that. Praise God. All right. So we're going to go here. Sister Zandra, are you still there? I'm not sure if she's still there.
Yes, I am.
All
I
right.
am.
Amen. So
Amen.
before we get started, would you like to have words? I give you 1 minute and you can have words and all right, amen. Praise God. So would you like to have words? Okay.
Yes, a few, just to to help solidify what you just said about Father answering prayers right away. This morning, well, yesterday I had a pretty rough day at work, but it was okay because, the Lord always gives us his strength. And so last night I couldn't really sleep real good, but I slept, but I was just so tired. So this morning when I got up to go, I just said, Lord, it would just be such a blessing. I said, I just need your strength today. And it is so important. It's imperative, important. I cannot stress enough, and just to verify what you said, it is so important to have that relationship with the Lord. The day was so fabulous. I wanted to be out before 3:30. We were out before 3 o'clock. So I just praise God for even something of that nature. It is He's in with us on just this, what we call simple things. They're not simple to Him. He wants to be involved. And you know, when you say, Lord, in Jesus' name, just I need you today. I can only operate in your strength. And that's just what I wanted to share with that, too, because I was just so excited about it myself. The young lady that I was with, I said, I just give praise to God. I said, because He answered this prayer. Amen.
Amen.
That's what I wanted to share with you.
Yes, that is so beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. You know, you can't help but just have the big smile on your face and just worship God and thank Him. Because, see, we know that in His presence, there's fullness of joy. Amen. And when we're in His presence, I know when I'm it's throughout the week, but especially when I come together with my group on Wednesday. And then I'm excited again when we come on this radio, because you know what's so exciting is I can't see you, you can't see me, but we know that we serve an awesome God and He meets us here. Amen. And we get a chance to worship because it's one God, one Holy Ghost. Amen. The same God, same Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ. He is Lord of Lords. Amen. And so, you know, I just thank the Lord because He does answer the prayers right now. If you know that He's mindful of you, amen, and you know that when you pray, you decree in a thing, and then you pray in it, and then you're saying, okay, but you're not praying and decreeing with doubt, right? Because that doesn't work. So when you pray, you're praying right now prayers for a right now move of God. Amen. I know that's how we do it. Amen. We pray agreement prayers, and we know that they are right now prayers. The love of God is shared abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so right before we go any further in it, I know that Sister Anna is on the line. And welcome, Sister Anna. Thank you so much for joining Authority Grace today. How are you?
Is it off mute now?
Yeah, you can take yourself off of mute.
Okay, I had it on mute. Good. Blessings, sister.
Okay, blessings. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Psalms 138, right? I was trying to write Psalms 138.
Yeah, we're going to be reading from Psalms 138. Okay. In the Passion Translation, and we're going to be reading from the Passion Translation for Psalms 139 as well. These scriptures go along with the testimonies that we both just had, because we were sharing about how, you know, we know that we worship God, we worship Him, and we decree and we declare and we pray. And so what our testimonies were about is that we were testifying about how God moved mightily. We were talking about right now, you know, like, so you pray at 5 and at 5:05 the prayer is answered because you have decreed and declared it, and it is so. Amen. And so that's what we're talking about, how God is moving right now. Amen. And Sister Joan has joined us. Praise God. Welcome, Sister Joan. Welcome to Authority Grace. Amen.
Amen. Glad to be here.
Praise God. Amen. We're glad to have you. And so I was just giving testimonies and testimony, and Sister Zandra had gave her testimony as well. And so what we were talking about is how God is answering prayer. He's moving right now. You know, it's like we decree it, declare it, it happens. Amen. We know that God is moving mightily. Amen. And so we're in Psalms 138. And I'm really excited about this scripture. The Lord just gave it to me, and I started digging down in there and getting some nuggets out. And I was excited because I'm in the Passion Translation. And so 138 and verse 1 said, I thank you, Lord, and with all the passion of my heart, I worship you in the presence of angels, heaven's mighty ones, and they will hear my voice as I sing my loving praises to you. And that was David. We know that was David. And he was just excited, amen, about what God is doing in his life, which is what we are right now. We are excited about what God is doing. And you know how, okay, and then in verse 2, And so in verse 2, he said, I bow down before your divine presence, and I bring you my deepest worship as I experience your tender love and your living truth. Amen. And so, you know, right there, when we say we bow down, as I was giving my testimony, I was sharing with you all there on Wednesday morning, we were in our bow down position. How do you know we were bowed down? Because we were worshiping him. We were praising God. We were telling him thank you for all that he has done. We would tell him thank you for Psalm 91, how we're in the secret place of the Most High God, how he covers us with his wings, you know, and under his wings we trust. In other words, we're safe there. We were worshiping about the safety place, amen? And how the experiences that we have each day after we praise and worship, after we decree and declare a thing, you know. And I know I was listening to a song earlier as I was waiting for the broadcast to start. And that in that song, some of the lyrics said, come Holy Spirit. And it said that how the dry bones are risen, they refreshed. Amen. And I'm just excited about how the move of God happens right now. We're not talking about something we heard. Everyone on this line has experienced a move of God. Amen. We have experienced his tender love. We have experienced his living truth. Amen. And so, you know, we know that all his promises are yes and amen. Hallelujah. He's not turning us down, you know. And then it goes on to say, for the promises of your word and the fame of your name have been magnified above all else. And every moment I called out to you. Amen. And we're all witnesses to that. We call out to him. And in his presence, we know that there's fullness of joy. Amen. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. And I'm just excited. I'm excited. And then when I call out to you, O Lord, you answer me. Then you strengthen me deep within my soul, and you breathe fresh courage into me. Amen. How many of you know we need the courage today? We need courage just to go outside of our doors today. You put on your mask and you say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, nothing shall come nigh my dwelling place. In the name of Jesus, I'm safe in your arms, Father God. You have the strong arm and you're giving us strength and courage to be able to go out here. If you have to go out and move around a little bit and then go back in the house, we know. Amen. That he brings us through it all. Come on, somebody. And it's a blessing to know that he breathes fresh courage in us. And you get, that means you get some fresh courage, what? Daily. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And so I want to go on down here to verse 5. It said, they too will sing your wonderful ways, for your ineffable glory is great. Amen. For though you are lofty and exalted, you stoop down, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to embrace us. Amen. He sent his son, who knew no sin, to become sin for us for a moment, that when he was raised on the third day, he was raised with new life in his hand. Come on, somebody. And then guess what? That same spirit that raised him from the dead, what does it do? It quickens our mortal body. Amen. So we know that he lives on the inside of us. Glory to God. Amen. I'm so excited. So we know that he's exalted. in us.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
In us. See, that's the key. That's the part that we have to remember, that he's in us now. Sometimes we read these scriptures, but we have to know, put them in the right place. When you read the scripture knowing that now we are after the cross. Amen. I have to make that understood, yeah, that we're not stuck. Amen. This is after the cross. So we know that Jesus has already shed his blood. He lives within us. Amen. Holy Spirit, have your way in us. And we can go so far to say in us and through us. Amen. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
And so then we go down to verse. This is the main verse I really love. And I always quote this to my children and my grandchildren too. I said, always remember Psalms 138 and 8, that when you're speaking to the Lord, he keeps every promise you've ever made to me. He keeps it. He doesn't change. He keeps every promise that he's ever made. One translation in there says that you said that you would perfect those things which concerneth me most. Amen. And so the Passion Translation is telling us that, Lord, you keep every promise you've ever made to us. Since your love for us is constant and endless. Now anybody out there listening can understand endless love. Amen. We know that endless love, this is a love that is just, it never ends. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It's endless love. Endless love. You know, they used to have a song about endless love, but this is real endless love right here. It's consistent and it's constant. It's everlasting to everlasting. It never ends. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited. I'm excited about the endless love, about how constant it is. Amen. I'm a witness that his love is endless. I'm a witness, amen, that as I worship him in spirit and in truth, I feel his presence. Amen. I know that my body, my mortal body is quickened in the name of Jesus by the Holy Ghost. Because what has already been done by who? Jesus. He is the anointed one. He's grace. You remember studying when, and I was getting ready to say, you remember when God said, because that's how the communication is. It's so real when you have a relationship with him. And he said, I gave, come on somebody, my son good gifts to give unto you. Amen. Yeah. So he didn't give you nothing bad. Amen. Because God said it, right? And he's not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should have to repent of anything. Amen. Glory to God. So when he said that he gave good gifts, he gave his son good gifts to give unto us. And that gift is to also to love continually. Amen. Constantly. Glory to God. And he says, since your love for me is constant, your love for all the listeners today in the name of Jesus is constant and it's endless. Amen. And then he said, I ask you, Lord, to finish every good thing. Amen. And then you can ask this same thing. Lord, I ask you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to finish every good thing that you've begun in me. Every good thing that you started, Lord, finish it. That's what I'm asking. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I'm excited. I am excited about the endless love. I am excited about his faithfulness. He's faithful. Elohim, he's faithful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Would anyone like to have words before we go on to continue on? Praise God. Hallelujah. Is everybody still here?
I got a testimony. I got a testimony.
Okay. And so,
yes, praise God.
Okay. Praise God. So, what we're going to do. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to go right before we go into Psalm 139. We're going to hear Anna's testimony. You got 1 minute, Anna.
Okay. So a couple days ago, I made this Spanish soup called green pozole. And then there's some, you know, so once in a while I'll post it on my Facebook. And then I had posted it on my Facebook. And a young lady that we used to go to church with says, oh, I haven't had that green chicken pozole for so long. That looks so delicious. And I'm just like, thank you. But when she said that, I felt a tug in my heart. So the whole night, it was there. Her face, what she said, and I hear the Lord, you have to bless her. I'm like, okay, Lord. So then the next morning, I get up, and I'm like, okay, let me see if she's got messenger. And I'm like, do you have messenger? She's like, yes. I'm like, would you like some pozole today? She goes, are you serious? I'm like, yes. She goes, can I pick it up after work? I said, yes, absolutely. I have it all ready for you. Okay. She comes, picks it up. And she goes, that's just so blessed me so much. Oh, I haven't had it for years. My mom used to make it. I just love this soup. Nobody makes it, you know, the whole nine yards. And I says, would you like prayer?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she goes, really? I'm like, yes. She goes, yes. My husband starts praying. We start praying. Tons of tears come down. Crying, 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 crying. And I'm like, ooh, you see the heaviness lifting and leaving her. And I'm
yes.
like, praise God.
Praise God.
God. We thought it praise was about God. A little soup, and he had another plan.
That's right. That's the way he works. Grateful. Hallelujah.
Obedience.
He's
I was
so,
grateful that yes. I was obedient. Yes, we go through our own stuff, but when you get you off of you, God says, you see people, but do you really see people?
Yes.
Come on.
See, yes, yes.
They're hurting. They're hurting.
Praise God.
You see people, but do you really see people?
Amen.
And that's all I have to share.
Thank Woo! You, Amen. Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Anna, for sharing. Thank you
Amen.
So much. That was so powerful. Yes, it's just we have to see. And that's a part of that endless love. Amen. That's a
yes.
part of the endless love. That's a part of that
yes.
continuous, that constantness, allowing Christ to be in you, on you, and through you continuously. Amen.
Mm.
Praise God.
Mm.
And, you know,
praise
there
God.
Are scriptures. Thank you so much. Would anyone else like to have words? We're going to jump right on in. We're not going to have a commercial. I'm going to give out the numbers and the email address again and the Authority Grace 59.org. But I'm just so excited about what God is doing right now. You know, I
yes.
want this to connect every heart, amen. To reach every heart.
Yes, Lord.
I want to say thank you so much for those that are joining us. I think my son just tuned in, and I just thank you. I had asked him if he would come on and read for me, you know, but I'm just glad that he's there in the earshot. Amen. Praise God. I just thank God that they're listening. Amen. Those that have an ear to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying unto you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. 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 Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you. Thank you, Johnny, for joining us. Would you like to have words? Amen. I think he's on mute.
No,
so praise God.
Say, hello. Hope everybody's doing well through the coronavirus. And God bless you all.
Amen.
God
bless Amen. You. Amen. Praise God. God bless you as well. God bless you as well. And we have other listeners, and I just want to say thank you so much for joining. Thank you for being there. And the support is phenomenal. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, is there anybody else that would like to have words? I'm going to give this immediately right here. Okay, so remember, when you're here at Authority Grace on every other Thursday, if you would like to tune in and have words, you're also very welcome to dial 888-627-6008. And you can talk live with us here, and you can say the amens and, you know, give your testimonies and comment on the words that you're hearing and on the scriptures. Amen. You can also go to authoritygrace59.org. And as I mentioned earlier, it's still under construction, but you can go in there and look around. Still adding things. God is giving me so many profound words. Amen. And the move of God is what's so powerful. And it might sound like we're excited. It's because we're watching God move. We've always seen him move. Amen. But what we're doing is we're seeing the right now move of God take place. Amen. So when you're praying at the sun up, amen, and then before the sun goes down, you have had prayers answered. That's very powerful. Amen. And I'm excited about that. And again, if you would like to go back and read the scriptures that we've been reading here, we've been reading Psalms 138, verse 8. We put a lot of emphasis on verse 8, but Psalms 138 is good. And also Psalms 139. Amen. And the scriptures that we read today are from the Passion Translation. Amen. It makes it easier for you to understand. I know for me, it helps me. So when I'm studying, I don't have to go back and get my dictionary, even though I do, praise God. I'm just excited. And so then if you would like to email, reach out through email and share scriptures, even if you have ideas about how you want us to a conversation you want to have here on Authority Grace, you can email me at prophetic55@gmail.com. Again, that's prophetic, prophetic, 55@gmail.com. And if you would like to write us, it is P.O. Box 753092, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. Amen. Glory to God. And then we are together on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m., Pacific Standard Time. That's 424-284-5500. And that's the Anointed Word Speaks. Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate you all for being here. So now I just want to jump over here to where we are in Psalms 139. And there was a scripture. Sister Joan, are you still here?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay. You remember how profound the Lord used you on Wednesday morning with this scripture here, and it tied in with everything. It was just a profound word, and it tied everything up after we had this huge prayer and the move of God took place and his presence was there. And then you remember 139:5, you gave us this scripture.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah. Okay. And it was very exciting when you gave us this scripture. You've gone into my future to prepare the way. That was so profound. It tore up the meeting. It tore the meeting up because of where we were in his presence. Come on, somebody. I'm about ready to go there right now. Praise God. Because he's... Yeah, it's just so profound. Come on right now, because I'm just telling you, the move of God that takes place when you're in his word and his word touches you like this. He said, you've gone into my future. We're talking about how the Lord has gone into our future and prepared the way. The enemy can't tear nothing down. Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
He can't wreck it. He can't tear it down because God says he already sent the Holy Spirit into our future to prepare the way. And in kindness, he follows behind us. Y'all better walk right now because he said, so listen, you cover all the way around. He's preparing for you the way. Amen. Mm. You're headed somewhere? Mm. Come on now. He's preparing. Mm. If you put him in it, he's preparing it for you. Amen. He's preparing the way for whatever you're about to go through. He's preparing the way. So it's not going to be raggedy, because he doesn't do nothing raggedy. He doesn't do nothing half. You know, he's not a half kind of God. He don't do those types of things. He do it full, right? So come on, let's read this again. He said, you've gone into my future to prepare the way. And in kindness, you follow behind me to spare me from what? Come on, somebody.
The harm of my past.
The harm of my past.
Okay.
And guess what?
Come on, man.
With your hand of love, there's that love, again, with the hand of love upon my life, you impart a blessing to me. Somebody better walk with me right now.
Amen.
Come on now. This was this right here. Glory to God.
And Beautiful.
Yeah, it's very powerful, because you know why? If you're having any type of experiences in your life, if you're going through anything, all you got to do is get in this word. I'm telling you, the word will heal you. It will cause your blind eyes to be open. Now, how many of you know, we know God loves us. We know. If anybody say the word God, he is love. Amen. Even if you're not sitting in church every day, you know to say he is love. Amen. But his kindness is following behind you. And so what we came up with, if his kindness is following behind you, come on, somebody, then can't nothing creep up on you unaware. Somebody got to say something. He's following. How many of y'all can just imagine in your mind right now? I had to get out of my chair. How many of you can imagine right now in your mind, you walking, and I know for me, I'm always by myself, so I'm really excited to know that he's got my back. He said when he's following behind me, the past cannot, what? It can't even no harm come up on you.
Yes.
Amen? Yes. Glory to God. He got us. Like we said, we know he's in us right now. We're in this dispensation of we're talking after the cross. So he's already came. He's died. He rose again. Amen. And soon to come.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. And so when we're talking about this, you can take this and plaster it on your back. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God, because he is following behind you and sparing you from the harm of your past. In other words, he doesn't remember it. You're the only one that's remembering.
Glory.
Come on, we can go deep on this one, because he told you, he said, when you ask for forgiveness and you repent, it goes way away. He can't even, you have to put him in remembrance of it, because he don't remember it. Amen. Yeah. And that's the way he wants us to operate, with this endless love on the inside of us. Amen. Because we came to the conclusion when we accepted Christ that love is the main ingredient to everything. Amen.
Yeah.
It's not going to work without love. It's just like a cake. It's not going to rise without what? Self-rising flour or the baking powder. It's not going to rise. Your cornbread won't even rise. I made some homemade cornbread the other day. It ain't going to rise if you don't put no baking powder in it. Amen. If you want some hot water cornbread, that's what you do. You don't put no baking powder in it, because you don't want it to rise. Amen. But here's the part right here, is that we are excited, because with him, his love imparted in us the blessings. All right? So you have been blessed when you have accepted him as your personal savior, and then you walk where? Walk circumspectly in him, not in yourself. This can't be done in self. You have to expect him and invite him in, and then when he comes in and you embrace him and he embrace you, then these things come to pass. Amen. He imparts the blessing because of the love of God that's shared abroad. It happens. Amen. And then, this This was just so profound. This was so profound. I know we got to go, but I'm just excited about the move of God. And then, and for those of you that have your Bible, you can go electronic. Go to Bible Gateway. And I'm not pushing none of this stuff, but I'm just telling you how I study. I go to Bible Gateway, and I get in the translation. I like the Passion Translation because it puts it in plain English, and it lets you know, come on, somebody, it lets you know that you have good understanding because you can allow it to penetrate you. Amen? It's in your heart. So when you move about, It's moving with you. Amen. Glory to God. This is a powerful Thank word. You. Joan, you want to have Thank words on this? Amen. Praise God.
I'm excited right now. Praise the Lord. What you're saying about the love, my God. You know, yes. He said that he follows behind us to spare us from the harm of our past. My God, you know, we've all got a past, and some of our past is not pretty, right?
And, Amen.
But he said he spares us. He spares us from the harm of it.
Yes,
And then he imparts a blessing to us. My God.
Come on.
My God.
Thank you,
Jesus. You're going to have to have a little bow.
Hallelujah.
Come on now. You're talking about great grace. My God.
Great grace.
Jesus.
Great grace, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
My God. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
No, my. Yes, it
yes,
is.
Yes, and after he imparts a blessing.
When you talking about your friend, sister, and your friend, and you guys went out swimming, right? You know what I heard? Thank you for being a friend. That's what I heard.
Absolutely.
And that's what the
Absolutely.
Lord says.
The blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord.
He's
yes.
our friend that sits closer than a brother. He's our
Amen.
Friend. And he
Amen.
Says a friend. But he's Amen. Our friend.
Yes, he is. He's our friend. Woo! And it was so exciting to know.
That's beautiful.
Like Sister Jones said about the imparting a blessing. How we know that even though we're going through stuff, and then after he blocks us for the harm, like she said, then he imparts the blessing. It's so amazing. And this is what was so powerful, because after we finished the meeting yesterday, the blessing was imparted. Amen.
Yeah.
But then if you look at it was so powerful. The testimony is huge. Amen. But this is so powerful, because I got to say this. We got just a few minutes. Verse 6 says, this is just too wonderful. And, you know, Sister Joan has a saying that she said, this is that too good to be good. True news. Amen. And that's what this reminds me of, right? It said, this is just too wonderful, deep, and incomprehensible. Your understanding of me brings me wonder and strength. How God, the understanding of him. Come on, somebody. You got to walk with me. This is very powerful. You know?
Yes, it is.
Incomprehensible. Your understanding of me brings me wonder and what else? Strength. You're going to make it through. You're going to make it through. Go on and walk.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. When I got in that lazy river, I was just in that lazy river. I was floating around in that inner tube, and I was like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you for the blessing. You know?
Amen.
And for me, by me thanking him for the blessing, by Sister Jandra thanking him for the blessing, Sister Joan, Sister Anna, by thanking him for the blessing, what are we doing? We're letting him know that we comprehend the wonders of his hand. Amen.
Yes.
The wonders of his hand, keeping us strong.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
Glory to God.
Come on.
I am so excited about what God is doing.
God.
And like I told you, that song that I was listening to prior to the broadcast coming on, you know, just sitting here worshiping him. And when the Holy Spirit come into the room, he shifts the atmosphere. Mm. Come on, somebody, walk with me. And that him walking with us, meaning that because he's on the inside of us, when you step into the room, the atmosphere changes because of him on the inside of you. Amen. No matter what was getting ready to go down wherever you were, when you step into the room, because of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, the atmosphere changes. That strength comes into place. Hey, come on, somebody. Glory to God. I thank the Lord that this was a very profound radio show today. The blessings have been imparted to each and every one of you. Amen. Glory to God. And if there's anyone listening, amen, that wants to know the Lord more, if you want to get a deeper relationship with him, I can tell you to get in your word. And if you don't know where to start, go over there in Romans, sit there in the front of that Bible and say, Lord, I just ask you to teach me, Father God, teach me your way. And remember, I also said at the onset of the show, remember, the only work that we have to do is to believe. That's your job. Is to believe the word of God. Believe what he says is true.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Do not add to it and don't take away from it. Just believe and walk in the path of righteousness, because you're made righteous because of him, because what he's already done for you. Amen.
Yes. Amen. 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 Amen.
So you don't have to do the work. Let me find the right clothes to put on. Let me do this. Let me stop doing this. No. Trust God upon your life.
That's right. That's right.
And let him impart the blessings to you. Don't you try to bless you. Amen. But let him do the blessing. Because if you allow him to do the blessing, you blessed. Amen. Yeah. And ain't no mess with the blessing.
Ain't no mess with the blessing.
Hallelujah.
I love it. Let's get t-shirts.
My sister, it's almost like you said, let him do the cleaning. Let him
That's
do the cleaning.
That's right. Amen.
Can't and you nobody know, it's, do it like it's, he do it. We can't even
can't
do our
nobody
own
do it like him.
He has
That's
to
right.
do it.
That's right. Amen. And Anna, you said that's a t-shirt. And I have a friend in my life. I know that if they were listening on this broadcast, amen, there is going to be a t-shirt coming out soon. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
the strength and the wonder of God. Yes. Praise God. I have enjoyed this time with you all. And again, Wednesday, you can meet with us on Wednesday mornings, 9 a.m. Pacific time at 424-284-5500. The anointed word speaks truly on that line. Amen. And again, thank you so much for joining us here at Authority Grace. We believe in great grace. His grace is sufficient for us. And we learned today that the wonder and the strength comes from him and our understanding of him. Amen.
Amen.
Be blessed. And I want to thank all my guests that came. I want to thank you all so much and the blessings of Abraham upon your life today. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you all. Amen. 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 Praise God.
Tune in to Authority Grace with Prophetess Demetria. Every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yes, I love you all
PBS
too
Radio,
so very much.
Station
I love you guys. Thank you for being.